Peace. Peace of God overcomes difficulties. Peace. Peace in the Bible is described as a state of tranquility, mental calmness or quiet, free from disturbing or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Turn to Philippians. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. We'll see what the Apostle Paul has to say here. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God, it will guard your hearts and your minds. And do you notice that Paul, the apostle, most of his letters begin with grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He opens with grace. Charis. That's C-H-A-R-I-S. How do I learn that, Doc? Car is charis. And that's Strom's 5485. And it said in there that that is goodwill, loving kindness, favor of the merciful kindness by which God exerts his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of the Christian virtues. Faith, hope, and love. Then he says also, and peace. Irene. E-I-R-E-N-E. Another one. Irene outside. Irene. Okay? Hey, I'm learning Greek the way I can. Okay. Irene. Well, that's Strom's 1515. And it's called a state of national tranquility. Security, safety, prosperity, intense happiness makes you want to do your happy dance, does it not? Making you very happy. The peace of God produces a quietness to our spirit that surpasses all circumstances we find ourselves in. Puts us into a state of tranquility. I like to be there. God's grace is a free gift. He sent his Son into the world full of grace for all humanity. And the one full of grace, Jesus, he gave us the gift of peace, his peace. Yeah, he gave it to us. Jesus. Peace. Peace is a gift from Jesus. John chapter 14. John chapter 14. We're going to look to verses 26 and 27. John 14, 26. How are we doing, Elder Bub? Giving you time? Hey, I listen. Somebody says you're giving a scripture too fast. I can't turn my Bible fast enough. You're not like Joey. Joey goes click, click, click with his buttons and all that. But, hey, we're old school, right? Yeah. I do that, and then next I know I got something froze up on me. I don't know how to work that thing. Yeah, so. All right, you're there in John chapter 14, verse 26. This is the Amplified Classic Edition. But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you. That is Jesus speaking. The Holy Spirit would remind them as he's reminding us of what Jesus has said. And what did he say in John chapter 16? You can hold your finger there and turn to John chapter 16. John chapter 16, verse 33. This is another one from the Amplified Classic Edition. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, you have tribulation and trials and distresses and frustration. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it for you. He conquered it. Take courage. Be confident. Be certain. Be undaunted. For he has overcome the world. And because Christ lives in you, you are an overcomer along. So that means you overcome the world along with Jesus. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When we place our trust in God, we can give to ourselves that peace. That peace right there in the midst of all that pressure that you feel. A peace. And the Holy Spirit's going to also remind us what he said in Luke chapter 10. And Jesus said, behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. What can harm you?
Nothing.
The Holy Spirit brings that up to our remembrance. And the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the strengthener, teacher, healer, will continually remind us. Remind us, especially even of what he said in John 14, verse 27. Let's get to that 27 now. We didn't get to that. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My very own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. You got to love the Amplified, don't you? I like what Jesus said, though. My very own peace I now give and bequeath to you. Bequeath. Meaning to leave a personal estate to a person or a beneficiary by a will. As adopted children of the king. Say, I'm a king's kid.
I'm a king's kid.
That peace is in his will for us as believers. As believers, praise God. Because believers believe. Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verse 20. Matthew 28, verse 20. I like this because I'm going to keep going. This is Jesus speaking to us here. This is the Word. The Word. There's nothing more powerful than the Word. You know how we got the Word? Through the blood. Because the Word bled for us. Because in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And that's Jesus. You're there in Matthew 28. This is the Living Bible. Because I know a lot of you got your King James, New King James. But he says, be sure of this, that I am with you always, even to the end of the world. even to the end of the world. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never let go of you.
That's right.
Assuredly not. That's what it says. Assuredly not. He will not. He will not. He will not. He ain't letting go.
Amen.
He gave us the gift of peace, His peace. And only His peace is true peace. When we place, here's the key thing, when we place total trust in Him, total trust in Him, His peace will then manifest in our life. Why? Because only God is in control of all things. Man cannot find peace because he is not in control. We can't control the circumstances and we can't control the future. It would be so nice if we can plan our future and everything works out exactly as we've planned. That's not always the case, is it? We love to feel that we're in control. But the truth is, we are not. And we never will be. So we need to look to the one who is in control. We need to look to God. We need to trust in Him. Trust in Him. And then take His gift of peace. It's a gift. Because we're not in control, we need to learn to lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all our heart.
That's right.
Let go. When I say let go, you know what we need to do with that let go? We need to capitalize the G and after the O add a D. We need to let God. Let go and let God. Let God be God and take Him for His word. Is anybody up there? I think you're going to like this. Now, it was one I told a long time ago, but I enhance this. Okay. A man named Jack was walking along a steep cliff one day when he accidentally got too close to the edge and fell. I don't know what Jack we're talking about. On the way down, he grabbed a branch, which temporarily stopped his fall. He looked down and to his horror saw that the canyon fell straight down for more than 1,000 feet. He couldn't hang on to the branch forever, and there was no way for him to climb up that steep cliff. So Jack began yelling for help, hoping that someone passing by would hear and lower a rope or something. Help! Help! Is anybody up there? Help! He yelled for hours, but no one heard him. He was about to give up when he heard a voice. Jack! Jack! Can you hear me? Yes? Yes. I can hear you. I'm down here, he said. I can see you. Jack, are you all right? Yes, but who are you and where are you? I'm the Lord, Jack. I'm everywhere. The Lord? You mean God? That's me, Jack, the one and the only. God, please help me. I promise if you get me down from here, I'll stop sinning. I'll be a very good person. I'll serve you for the rest of my life. Easy, easy on the promises, Jack. Let's just get down from there. And then we can talk. Now, here's what I want you to do. So listen carefully, Jack. I'll do anything. Lord, just tell me what to do. Okay. Let go of the branch. What? What'd you say? I said, let go of the branch. Just trust me. Let go. There was a long silence. Finally, Jack yelled, help, help. Is there anybody else up there? Help.
Yeah.
You know, years ago, I was hanging over a cliff, and I was hanging on to a branch. For how much longer, I didn't know. But when God came and spoke to my heart and said, let go, I didn't hesitate. I let go. I gave my life to the Lord, and I got saved to the very core, to the bone. From that day on, my life has been changed. And I praise Him for that. I praise Him for saving me that day. But have you ever felt like Jack, though? We say that we want to know the will of God, but when we find out what it is, we can't handle it. It sounds too scary, too difficult. We need something. And we decide to look elsewhere, don't we? When He says, let go of the things that stand between you and me, and trust me. Trust me with your life. It sounds pretty scary, doesn't it? But when you let go and you let God, we find freedom and safety in His hands. See, you're in good hands. You're in good hands with Him. You want peace in your life today? Right now? Trust Him with what's bothering you. What's on your mind causing you to have all that anxiety and all that worry? Turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Worry has no roots if people refuse to grow them. Don't plant your worries. 1 Peter chapter 5. Verse 7. We're staying with the classic edition. Amplified. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all, on Him. For He cares for you affectionately. That means lovingly. And He cares about you watchfully. Watchfully, that's being on the lookout, especially for danger. No matter what the situation or difficulty is, just give it to God. Let go. Let God. He can handle it. Hey, Vic. Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Right? Vicki and I were talking yesterday, and I said, you know, this scripture's in the Word, in my message. So I said, praise God. Jeremiah 32, verse 27. The Living Bible. I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is there anything too hard for me? Sounds like He's saying, there is nothing He can't handle. I can handle it. So is there anything too hard for Him? That's a question He's asking you. Is there?
No.
Not when you trust Him. When you totally trust Him. Because that will give you confidence knowing that He's going to take care of it. There's probably been a time or two, though, when somebody has told you, just give it to the Lord. Right? Just give it to the Lord. You know? Although that might not be the answer that you want to hear at that time.
That's right.
Especially when you're the one going through that difficulty or hurting. But you know what? It's still the answer.
Yeah, that's right.
Just give it to the Lord. A great deal of unhappiness and heartache is the result of self trying to do only what God can do. Do you agree with that? Then say, that's right. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13. Now we need to do our part, though. And then we're to cast the rest of it, along with those cares, on God. Simply believe in Him as able to do what He has promised to do. And then stand. And then stand. You're in Ephesians chapter 6. Look at verse 13. Verse 13. Paul says, therefore, take up the whole armor of God. As Captain America said to all the Avengers, I'm saying to you, put on your suit, armor on, folks.
That's right.
You are an Avenger.
Yeah.
Suit up.
Suit up.
Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand any evil day, and having done all, to stand. Then he starts right next to us. Stand therefore. We are to do what the situation requires on our part. And then, having done all, to stand. Strong's Concordance says to stand, to make firm, fixed, established, to stand continually, safe and sound. Stand unharmed, to stand ready and prepared. The word translated in the original Greek means to abide. Or better yet, to rest in God. To rest in God. When we rest in God, there is where we find the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. No matter what the situation is. No matter what. It is well with my soul.
Yes, it is.
Peace. His peace is not a product of the circumstances or surroundings. No. His peace is a product of God.
Yes.
And when Jesus says He's given us His peace, that's the peace of God.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah chapter 26. Verse 3, Isaiah 26, verse 3. This is simply the Amplified, not the Classic Jack. This is just the Amplified. That's a joke between Jack and I. So, you know, we'll go with that. Love you, brother. The prophet says, he's talking about God. You will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is, committed and focused on you in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in God with hope and confident expectation. What kind of expectation? Confidence. We can never avoid strife in the world around us, but we can know the peace of God. Know the perfect peace of God. And do you know when he talks about perfect peace and it's written in Scripture? Do you know that perfect and peace are the same word when you look them up in Strong? Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Both of them. Perfect. I said, really? You go back and you look and then you really... See, you got to really spend time studying out the Word. It makes these Scriptures so much more alive. So much more alive. So, Nick, shalom, shalom.
That's right.
Peace to your inner man and peace to your outer man, your circumstances you're in. So when you walk up to somebody and say, shalom, shalom, man, they should be saying, thank you. Thank you. That's the word they're speaking.
Yes.
And the word works. Hallelujah.
Yes, it does.
When we are devoted to Him, our attitude becomes a, ready for this, Tim? A steady Freddy and a stable Mabel for us.
Yes.
That's for you ladies. See, I don't want to leave the ladies out. Supported by God's unchanging love and mighty power, we are not shaken by our surroundings. You want peace? Keep your focus and your trust in God with hope and confident expectation. Confident expectation. Hope. Hope. Psalm 33, verses 20 and 22. Hope. There's always hope. There's always hope. Never think there's no hope. We're going to Psalm 33, verses 20 through 22. Good News Translation. And this is good news.
Yes, it is.
We put our hope in the Lord. He is our protector and our help. I don't know about you, but if he's protecting me, I think I'm pretty safe.
That's right.
And if he's there and he's going to be my help, hey, nothing I can't accomplish with him. Nothing. We are glad because of him. We trust in his holy name. May your constant love be with us, Lord, as we put our hope in you. We put our hope in you, Lord. Here, that means to take a stance of unwavering faith, a confident trust in the Lord, which brings about peace.
Yes, sir.
Irene. Irene. Psalm 39. You're not far from there. Psalm 39. Amplified. Psalm 39, verse 7. And now, Lord, for what do I expectantly wait? My hope, my confident expectation is in you. No better place to put your hope but in the Lord. Our hope is to be in the confident expectation of him and what he has promised to believers. Say, I am a believer.
I am a believer.
I'm a mountain mover.
I'm a mountain mover.
I'm a water walker.
I'm a water walker.
I'm more than an overcomer.
I'm more than an overcomer.
Because I am free. Amen, you are.
Yes.
Believers.
Yes, sir.
Believers are strong.
Yes, we are.
See, that was what my whole problem was years ago. I was on that Sunday morning when I accepted the Lord as my Savior. It wasn't until that day that Pastor John J. Bannon preached about a Jesus that I never knew.
Yep.
Jesus was a man. He was a strong dude, like Chad there, you know, muscular bound. Man, look at that. I always thought Jesus was some little wimp holding a little lamb. That wasn't the case at all. I went, wow. And it just opened my eyes up that day who Jesus truly was. Okay, Romans. Romans chapter 15. Should have had you go there while I was off, but it's the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 15. Look at verse 13. Okay, we all there? Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Amplified. May the God of hope, Elohim Yahshua, that's the real name for God. God of hope, Elohim Yahshua, fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith. Your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope. and overflow with confidence in His promises. The Lord will fill you with hope, joy, peace through the experience of your faith and by you putting your confident total trust in Him. Then by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will abound in hope with overflowing confidence. Overflowing confidence in what His Word promises. That same scripture in the Good News Translation. May God, the source of all hope, fill you with all joy and peace by means of your faith in Him, so that your hope will continue to grow by the power of the Holy Spirit. The initial peace that comes from having our consciences wiped clean, grows as we get to know God better. Hebrews 10, verse 22. Hebrews 10, verse 22. NIV, New International Version. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, your faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. And the Apostle Paul writes in Peter writes in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, he says, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus as Lord. Yeah. That's New Living Translation, by the way. Well, Peter here, he sees grace and peace as blessings that come from the knowledge of God and Jesus. The Greek word translated knowledge here. You ready for this one, Doc? Epignosis. Epignosis. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm learning Greek. My way. Epignosis. Strong's 1922. Describes a special kind of knowledge, a kind that is complete for all things ethical and divine. Since our knowledge of Jesus grows as we mature in our faith, we will experience His grace and peace more and more. Let me say, relationship, relationship, relationship. It's what it takes. Ephesians chapter 3. Build your relationship. And you do that by wording up. Word up. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17, 18, and 19. All right. New Living Translation. Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him. Well, I could stop right there. Let's go on. It says, your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. Verse 18. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love is. What's love got to do with it?
Everything.
Amen. Verse 19. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. As we grow in understanding of the depths and riches of God's love towards us, our minds and our spirits, they will begin to rest. They will rest in His power and His wisdom. And this brings about peace, that state of tranquility. Yes. It is well,
yes, it is,
with my soul.
Yes, it is.
No matter what is happening, good or bad, God makes it all good.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8. God makes it all good. Romans 8, verse 28. Sherry, direct from Daddy Vish's Bible. Amen. You had to be here at Intercessory Prayer on Thursday to know what we're talking about. Romans 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them." This promise is for those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. You know, called means invited by God in the proclamation of the gospel to obtain eternal salvation in the kingdom through Christ. And it says, His purpose. Yeah, His purpose was for the redemption of man through His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to restore the lost relationship with His creation. Let me say again, relationship. Build upon your relationship with the Lord. Develop an intimacy with Him. He loves you. And what's love got to do with it? Matthew chapter 22. And we're going to look to verses 37 through 40. Now I'm going to use the New King James. Whoa! Yep. Before Paul wrote the book of Romans, here's what Jesus had to say. Are we there? Matthew 22, verses 37 through 40. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophets." Now, a little bit more clarity, I feel. The Living Bible. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second, most important, is similar. Love your neighbor as you love yourself." I love verse 40. "All the other commandments and all the demands of the prophets stem from these two laws and are fulfilled if you obey them." Just those two. Those two. "Keep only these and you will find that you are obeying all the others." What's love got to do with it?
Everything.
You know, the Ten Commandments can be divided into two categories. Those dealing with the love for God, that is the first four commandments, and those dealing with the responsibilities we have towards other people, that's the last six commandments. You do what Jesus said there, and you will fulfill those commandments. We will begin to understand, and maybe it's not understand, maybe it's believe. Yeah, believe that He really will make all things work together for our good. And then we will find peace, the peace of God in both the good and the bad. And in the bad, there will be no fear. No fear. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 18, New King James, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been perfected in love. One more time. What's love got to do with it?
Everything.
God will keep in perfect and constant peace the one whose mind is steadfast, that is committed and focused on God in both inclination and character, because he trusts and takes refuge in God. Takes refuge in God. Psalm 91. Turn there. Psalm 91. Verses 1 through 4. We're not going to read the whole psalm. Of course, the whole psalm is awesome. Let's pull up Denny's teaching on it. Maybe I'll just pull up his teaching and use his notes. Did a good job, brother.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 91, verses 1 through 4, New King James. He, you know what? Instead of saying he, put your own name there.
That's right.
Say, or if you're praying for someone, put their name there. Jack, who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Jack will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him, Jack will trust. Surely He shall deliver Jack from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover Jack with His feathers, and under His wings Jack shall take refuge. His truth shall be Jack's shield and buckler.
Hallelujah.
See what difference it makes when you put your name in those places?
Yes,
or when you put someone you're praying for in them? You got a child that's doing something you think that needs a little bit of help and a little bit of protection with, you start confessing Psalm 91 over them. Read it confidently and trust in the Lord. It's a promise to us. Take Him at His word. Totally trust in Him. No matter what it looks like. Because the devil's going to make you think all these other things. He's going to give you the imagination that goes the wrong way, brother. Instead of an imagination for the positive, he's going to let you look to the negative. And we don't want to do that. Because that means you're going to manufacture some worry and you're going to plant it. And it's going to grow and it's going to get roots. And then when you try to rip it out, you didn't get all the roots out sometimes, and it comes back up again. Don't plant the root. Don't plant the worry because it develops roots. Okay, so safety and abiding is in the presence of God. So there is peace dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Isaiah 26, verse 3, again. I'm going to tell you here's what it says in the New King James. You will keep him in perfect peace. Shalom, shalom. Look it up in concordance. I did. Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in God. Trust in God. Here's one for you haven't heard before. New English Translation. God will keep completely safe the people who maintain their faith for they trust in God. Unwavering faith in the midst of the storm brings peace. Brings peace. Irene. If God is peace, then to know God is to bask. Be like someone who basks in the sun, brother. You know what I'm talking about? A wife who likes the sun. So that means you'll relax and you'll take pleasure in His peace. And you will be able to do this as we draw close to Him. What did our brother say this morning right there in James? He quoted James. James chapter 4, verse 8. And when you draw close to God, God will draw close to you. You got to draw close to Him. A long time ago, He opened the door. And He's waiting for you to just draw close. Walk up. Walk up. Go sit on Daddy's lap. He wants to love on you. He wants to love on you big time. See, the closer you draw to Him, the more God will definitely draw close to you. And the more of His peace we can enjoy. Now, I wrote this and I kept looking at this thing that Therese has under the television. And I went, okay. Living in peace can be compared to the petals of a flower unfolding in the morning sunlight. The petals of peace in our lives unfold as we learn more about God. And I kept seeing this thing, and I went, that's pretty cool. I said, okay, Lord. And I says, so that's what it's like. I went, really? Wow. Pretty cool. And I watched. Is that not cool?
Yeah.
And I thought, I said, yeah, Lord. That's what it's like. It just comes up. But when you don't trust God and you're not in His will, you know what happens? It's like the nighttime comes.
Yeah.
You no longer have that peace.
Yeah.
No longer have that peace. But God wants us to know, as long as we trust in Him,
yes, sir,
we will have His peace. I like it. Blessed.
That's right.
I am blessed.
I am.
I am blessed. Psalm 105, or some, yeah, Psalm 100, verse 5. Psalm 100, verse 5. And I'm going to read it from the Living Bible. And then I'm going to go to the Passion Translation. The Living Bible says, for the Lord is always good. The Lord is always good.
Yes, He is.
He is always loving and kind, and His faithfulness goes on and on and on and on to each succeeding generation. That's a promise, folks. That's a promise. The Passion Translation. For the Lord is always good. And ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. And He is famous for His faithfulness toward all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted. For He keeps His promises to every generation. To every generation. Not just for us, but it's for all generations.
Yes,
our generations should come. Kalia and Wyatt, doesn't that give you a peace? Can I give you a piece? Our grandchildren. And some of you, your great-grandchildren. I don't know if anybody is in here that's got great-great-grandchildren yet. Of course, Uncle Frank, what do you got? Do you got great-great-grandchildren? No, not yet. Not yet. Hey, he's still a young man, right? He's only, what, 90-some? Amen. Uncle Frank. And you know what? You know who he gives all the credit to? To God. For what that man has been through in his physical body and been attacked at times, it is well with his soul. And he still gives glory to God. He is always the Lord, loving. Always. And as we learn to bask in his overwhelming love for us, which is immeasurable, let me say that right, we will refuse to allow ever-changing circumstances to determine our level of contentment, relying instead upon the character of God. And the character of God never changes. He has said himself, I am the Lord, I do not change. Malachi 3:6. And Hebrews 13:8. But he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because of his love and putting our confident trust in him. See, in this ever-changing world, we will be able to have peace. Because he never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Amen. Let's honor the Father.